This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mabayim. This week's parasha, Parshas Vayigash. Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. Ani Yosef. You look at Perik Mem Hei, Posik Aleph Beis Gimel Dalid Hei Vov. It's not just that Yosef says simply Ani Yosef, but he has a long gesprech, an entire dialogue with the brothers. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Yosef alecha, ani Yosef ha'oid avichai." But he doesn't stop there. Continues, "Vayomer Yosef alecha, gshuna elai vayigashu, vayomer ani Yosef achichem, asher mecharta moisim mitzrayma, ve'ati al ta'otz val yichar beinechem, ki mecharta moisim heino." And he continues more and more. Tizesh nosayim harov bekerav aretz aganze shmuyis. Rabbi said, "There's an interesting sam sefer on the pasuk v'hinei nechem ra'is ve'enei achi ben yamin ki pi amedaber aleichem." He convinces them with a argument. Yet you see that I am Yosef. Kipi amidaber aleichem. Says Rashi, what is kipi amidaber aleichem? Beloshen akedish. He's speaking beloshen akedish. Kipi, like the mouth, amidaber aleichem. Lemaisa. He was trying to pashtus tell them, in Mitzrayim we don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, and if I speaking to you Lashon HaKodesh, it's a simon that I must be Yosef. Sam Sofer says there's a deeper meaning and intention in Yosef's words, Ki pi amedaber aleichem. All languages is the word, doesn't have too much deeper meaning than just that the word was chosen for this particular thing. For example, a chair is a chair because they decided that a chair is the right word to be used for a chair. Lashon HaKodesh, each word has deeper meaning. And then the Chasam Sofer adds that each word has in it gematria, nutrikin, tmuras oisius. There's so much hidden in the language of Lashon HaKodesh, which has more meaning than the actual words. Says Yosef, Kipi hamedaber aleichem, like the mouth that speaks to you, Beloshen HaKodesh, so you'll realize that I'm not just saying simple things. There's a lot deeper meaning. Sam Sofer says, even the words, Kipi hamedaber aleichem, the Baal HaTurim says, is a gematria for Egla Arufa. So you see that he was conveying to them this message, that whatever you hear, there's a deeper meaning and there's deeper intent in every word. There could be gematria, there could be nutrikin, and there's different letters that I'm using to convey different messages. And this is what Yosef is saying, I'm speaking it, and you probably, who also speak Lashon HaKodesh, will understand it. And then you realize that we're speaking the same language. And Mela, I am Yosef, your brother. Yiddish is an expression, Mamalashin. And only people who speak Mamalashin will understand the nuance. Says Yosef, I'm speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and you'll understand the nuance. In light of this, I think we need to go back and focus on every word that Yosef tells his brothers. It wasn't just Ani Yosef, and he stops there. He goes on and on with an entire dialogue and speech. Ganze Shmuyis. What's behind every word is very important to uncover. And as Yosef himself is conveying to the brothers, Ki pi amedaber aleichem, that there's a lot more hidden behind every word. So let us begin with a hakdama. What exactly is the kavanah of this entire shmuyas, this long drasha that Yosef is giving his brothers. So many mefarshim took the derech that this was a musar shmuyas. And Yosef, oiravichai. So he was giving them musar on the mechira and the breakdown in the achva. All the mefarshim have taken the mahalach that it was a pius, that he was consoling them, comforting them, that they shouldn't feel bad about the mechira. Mestama, both are true. It was a little of this and a little of that, and maybe a little more pius, a little less teichacha. Al derech mash amru chazal, yamin mekarev, but smoil is deich, but yamin is mekarev. So he was balancing in his words, in his speech to the brothers, teichacha and pius, teichacha and pius. That if you delve into the words that Yosef is giving, conveying to his brothers, besides for Techach and Pius, I believe that Yosef was conveying Hashkafa. Yosef was conveying to the brothers, V'imidaf Farshtein, V'imidaf Oplernin, to understand what Mechiras Yosef, how does such a thing happen? It goes and speaks to the heart of Klal Yisrael's beginning. Klal Yisrael begins with the story of Mechiras Yosef. Let us learn Taka the Pesukim to uncover the intent and Kavana, the deeper meaning of everything that Yosef said. So here it's clear that he is telling them and he is Yosef. Oy Ravichai, Pashas was a Musar. Vayoyim Yosef Alechav, Geshuna Elai, Vayigashu, come close. And again, Vayoyim Rani Yosef Achichem. Hashem Echartem, Oysi Mitzrayim. Now, Lechayra, he already told him, Vayoyim Yosef Alechav, Ani Yosef. Why does he repeat, Vayoyim Yosef Alechav, Geshuna Elai, Vayigashu, Vayoyim Rani Yosef Achichem? Why is he repeating Ani Yosef Achicha? So Pashtus simply we could say because Nivalu Mipanav. They almost didn't believe him. So he had to repeat Geshuno Elai Vayigashu, come and I'll repeat Vayomer Ani Yosef Achicha Hashem Echartem Oisim Mitzrayim. Rashi doesn't learn Nivalu Mipanav that they didn't believe. The opposite, Mashman, they did believe. Nivalu Mipanav Bnei Abusha. So they did accept that he was Yosef, and they got so embarrassed that they started going backwards, moving away from him. So then what is the Vayomer Ani Yosef Achichem? So maybe it's not Ani Yosef, it's the Achichem. He's trying to comfort them, console them. You don't have to go backwards. You don't have to be Mizbayish. Fakeret Achichem. Chaim speaks like this, that he was adding to the original statement of Vayoyim Yosef Alechav Ani Yosef, he was adding the Achichem. Maybe there's another pshat that we could say, but we have to be magdim, the end of the pasuk, Hashem Echartem Oisim Mitzrayimu. If he means Achichem, so he's trying to console them and comfort them, that he's still a brother. So then why does he repeat Hashem Echartem Oisim Mitzrayimu? Why bring it up? Why bring up old wounds? Just be malim, just keep it quiet, keep it under wraps. You don't have to repeat it and emphasize it. If you're mean to repair and bring feelings of ahava and achva. So what is the Vayomer Ani Yosef Achichem? And right away, Hashem Echartem Oisi Mitzrayim. There's another ha'ara in Dikduk Raboisai. Ani Yosef Asher Mechartem Oisi Mitzrayim. Asher Mechartem in all Chumashim has three dots, or some Chumashim, one dot, one slash between the Asher and the Mechartem. What is the reason for this? Because sometimes when you have Asher, and then a word after Asher, it's two different words. It's meant to be read separately. Asher, for example, here, Asher Mechartem. And then there's a time where it's supposed to be a one word, read as if one word, Asher Mechartem. Pay attention to the Balkayr on Shabbos. We'll see kind of Baldiktuk he is. Not that you should make a big issue about it, but if he's a real Baldiktuk, and he's a Medaktik in every ois and trop, he will read it not Asher Mechartem, but Asher Mechartem. There's no Tipcha. There's no Mercha Tipcha. There's no Tipcha after Asher, because it's supposed to be read as one word. So Ibazoi the Kash is to say it as one word. Vayoymer ani yoysev achichem Asher Mechartem oisi mitraimo. Why do you have to make two words out of it? If you mean to say one word, Zagas as ein vart, ani yoysev achichem Asher Mechartem. Soon we'll see that the Sfasemis has a Meridika Pshat in the Asher Mechartem, its deeper meaning. Ve'ato al te'otzvu ve'al yichar be'enechem. It's two Lashinus, Etzev and Chorin. Al te'otzvu ve'al yichar be'enechem. Why the double Lashin? Malbim and Mekdover, the Meir the Shailin. If you'll notice, it has to be as with the intent of two things, as it says, al ti'atzvu ve'al yichar. It doesn't say ve'at al ti'atzvu ve'yichar. So it's clearly emphasizing it as two different things. What is the chil between etzev and charoim? The pasuk continues, ki mechartem oisi heina. You sold me here. And mekdaver, when it's siv, why heina? Ki mechartem. It's an issue where he sold him to. The main thing that Yosef is trying to bring out is that you sold me. And is it really true that they sold him here to Mitzrayim? They sold him to the Midyanim. Yishmaelim to the Midyanim, and then the Midyanim to Mitzrayim. So actually, they never even sold him here. So what does he mean? Ki mechartem oisi heina. If you take a look, the pasuk continues. Yosef is continuing. Don't feel bad. Ki lemichya shlachani elikim lifneichem. So first of all, elikim. Elikim is midas hadin. Seems to be bringing out a good thing, a positive thing. Ki lemichya, Hashem sent me here to sustain Klal Yisrael, to sustain the Shvatim. So why elikim? Why the name of Hashem that's Meir Midas Hadin? Maisa, there's a Ramban in the beginning of Parsh Ve'era that the Ramban says, Ve'era lo'ovois, Ushmi Hashem, Ve'neidati lohem, that the Shem Hashem is not in Bereishis. It comes later during Yitzias Mitzrayim, during the Golus and Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Bereishis, it's strictly Elikim. That's Pshat, Ve'era lo'ovois, B'midas Hadin. So in Bereishis it's always Elohim, the Midas HaDin, Shem of Hashem. Yet we do see that he emphasizes this a few times. In Pasuk Hey, Ki Lemichya Shlachani Elohim Lifneichem. In Pasuk Zayin, Vayishlacheni Elohim Lifneichem. And then again in Pasuk Ches, Va'ata lo yatem shalachtem oisi heina ki ha elikim. Hadgasha. It's a very interesting emphasis. Not only does he say it once, but he says it three times, and here is even the third time. It's like clearly ki ha elikim. Why the Shem of the Midas Hadin, and why does he have to repeat it in three psukim, three times? The message is clear. Ki lamichya shlachani elikim. Further, Yosef continues with his drasha to the brothers. Maru valu el avi v'amar temei lav koyam abin chayosev somani elikim la'adain l'chal mitzrayim. So he tells Yaakov, I'm an adain. But in Pasik Ches, he actually elaborates very much about his positions in Mitzrayim. Va'ato, lo yatem shalachtem eisiheno, ki o'elikim, va'yisimeni l'av l'parei, u'la'adayin l'chal beisai, u'mayshal b'chal eretz Mitzrayim. Why does he have to build it up so much? And don't forget, this was an issue. The brothers are very sensitive to the fact that Yosef is this big melech and meishel, and he's meishel over them. So why, if you mean to comfort, and if you mean to repair, and if you mean to bring them close, and to make them feel comfortable and not embarrassed, why the emphasis again on the thing that started the problem in the first place? I see many la'av la'parei. No, that's not enough. U'la'adein l'chal beisai. No, that's not enough. U'ma'isha b'chal eretz Mitzrayim. The Sipporna asks us for Akasha. Why building up? Why is he exaggerating his great positions in Mitzrayim? What was the purpose of it? Another harer aboisai. Here it seems clearly the message that he's conveying is l'michya shlachani. I was here, I'm sent here to bring you food, to sustain you. And in Parashas Vayechi, after they have the levaya of Yaakov Avinu, and they're afraid that Yosef is going to take Nekama, Bereishis Nun Pasik Chav, V'atim Cheshavtim Alayi Ro, Elikim Chashov L'toiva, you thought, bid, no, it's good, Hashem meant, had a better plan for this whole story that happened. And this was L'toiva. Why was it L'toiva? L'manasoi kayoim azeh l'hachyos am rov. L'hachyos means to bring life to a big nation. Is this the same point as L'michya? L'michya seems to mean pashtus, to feed them. Otherwise they would have died from hunger. What's the lahachyos amrov? Lahachyos michya? Is it the same? Is it the same point? Is it the same intent? L'maisa, many mefarshim learn lahachyos amrov is to bring out Klal Yisrael to the point of being a great nation. Klal Yisrael had to go through Golus Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael needed to come down to Mitzrayim, so the future is Lahachia Isamram, that a great nation will ascend from what happened here in the Mechira. Arizal says a different pshat. Arizal learns Lahachia Isamram. Chassidish Sfarim tell us that we went down to Mitzrayim to be Matzel the Klipos, to take all the Kedusha that is hidden in Mitzrayim. We know that the whole world needs to sustain itself from Kedusha, otherwise it would cease to exist. Malay Kalar, it's Kavaide, the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. So Klal Yisrael needs to go in all the places of the world to take out, to deduce and to pull out all the klipos of Kedusha, all the Nekudas of Kedusha. And the Mela, they have that Kedusha of the Rabbeinu Shloim's presence. Mitzrayim, says Arizal, was Amrov. It had Reish Beis, 202 inyanim of Kedusha that they had to extract from Mitzrayim. Kominyan Rov, Amrov, a nation of Rov, of Reish Beis. It's actually referring to Klal Yisrael sustaining itself from the Kedusha. And that's what B'Shem Yishmuel and other Hasidic Sfarim write, how when they left Mitzrayim was K'mitzula She'en B'Dogim. They left it empty, completely empty, because they took out all the Nitzutze Kedusha. All the Nitzutze Kedusha, and that's L'Hachis Hamrav. So Yosef is telling them there was a bigger plan in why we came down to Mitzrayim. The mechira that you made was in order to be lachis amrov. Chayre lemichya, unless that's also lemichya. to take the Inyani Kedusha, the Nitzutze Kedusha, Lamichya. Pashtas, it seems to be two different Nekudas, two different reasons. Lamichya is to sustain them physically, and Lahachis Amrav was to create a great nation. And in Arizal Torah is to take the Nitzutze Kedusha and bring Kedusha of the entire world to Klal Yisrael. So these are l'chayra, the ha'aris, the questions on the lashon, on the words that Yosef chooses to convey to his brothers. What was the message? So as we spoke, there's a lot of musr. You can find a lot of musr in his words. You could find a lot of consolation, a lot of comforting words. And as we spoke, possibly there's also tremendous hashkafa in the words of Yosef. Yosef wants, as Mesal Oplern in Mechiras Yosef, but that Fashtein Mechiras Yosef. It's not just an event that happened. Mechiras Yosef is in the DNA, so to speak, of the birth of Klal Yisrael. Vos is Mechiras Yosef. We daf men up learn in the sugya from Mechiras Yosef. Yosef is conveying this to the brothers. And this is something that he himself came to through inception and thinking and going through the sugya. Over the years he was in Mitzrayim. He worked on himself. Zu verstehen, was hat da passiert? What happened here? And it's also a message and a limud for Klal Yisrael L'dayris. Vi medaf oplernin, fashtein mechiras Yosef. And that is Gzeiras Elyein, der Rebbeinu Shlom Tazoy Gevalt. Pshat mechiras Yosef, Azoy hot der Rebbeinu Shlom Gevalt. In the Asor Aruge Malchus, when the 10 Tanoim, they send up to find out from Shemayim Pshat in the Mechira and why they are dying Al Kiddush. They're going to be killed because of the Mechiras Yosef. The Rebbeinu Shlom says clearly, Gzeri, it's a Gzera. What the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying is Gans Mechiras Yosef. Zu verstehen, darf man sagen, Gzeri hi mufonai. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom's Ratzin. The Rebbeinu Shlom's an Avarachamon. But he believed and he set up that Mechiras Yosef was needed. Und memeila darf man trachten und glauben, as he given kula le taiva. And that from this will come only taiva. Nothing bad will come from it. With this Rabbi Isai, we can go back to understand and be miyash of all the shailas on the lashon, on the language that Yosef chooses to convey to his brothers. The first shaila we asked, Ani Yosef, he says, and then he repeats, Ani Yosef Achicha. I am Yosef, your brother. Why is he repeating Ani Yosef Achicha? There's an interesting line in the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says that Yosef, in an interesting way, found the silver lining in the Mechira, that it was done strictly through his brothers and not through others. Yosef, says Chassam Sefer, knew that he had to get sold. It happened. But it could have happened through strange hands, and then it could have been done by Chazarius. The fact that it was Achicha, the fact that it was their, his brother who sold, thus is the Gamzu L'Toiva in the Maisa HaMechira. Yosef, the Maimon, Yosef the Tzaddik, Yosef the loyal son of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to the Tatan Himmel, sees everything, including a Mechiras Yosef, that there's a Toiva in it. There's a silver lining in it. What is the silver lining? It was Ani Yosef Achichem. Could have been done through hands of Achzarim. It was done between Lamais Achichem. It's a very interesting Sam Sofer Rabbi Say. People would view it the opposite. People would say, even his brother sold him. How terrible. How painful. It was done through his brothers. Yet that itself to Yosef was the Maila and the Taiva. That it was Dafka done through the brothers. David HaMelech also was tremendous Baal Emunah and Bitachin, as we see throughout Tehillim. Mizmar LeDavid B'varchei B'nei Avshalom B'nai. David also praises, thanks Hashem, when he realizes that who is the person who is rebelling against him? It's his son. Says Chazal, Mizmar, what is he so happy? What is he so praiseworthy for? Say Chazal, that David knew that somebody would rebel. Baruch Hashem was only his son. Could you imagine if it was a stranger, how it would have been done with Achzarius? Yosef HaMaimon also sees in the Mechira, Ani Yosef Achichem, that this is the Gamzul HaTayva. With this we can explain the Asha Mechartem. There's a Meridikus Fasemes. We pointed out, Asha Mechartem, it should have said Shem Mechartem. Why does it say Asha Mechartem? Says the Fasemes. We find by when the Lukas were broken and Moshe Rabbeinu is mispallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel L'chet. The Lashon over there in the Pasuk is HaLukas Asher Shibarto, that you broke. Chazal are masbir, what does it mean Asher Shibarto? It should have said also Shishibarto. Say Chazal, Ashrei Shishibarto. I thank you that you broke it, Yashikayach, that you broke it. Says Fasemes, Ashem Echartem is also, it's not Shem Echartem. Yosef is telling the brothers, Ashrei Yashikayach Shem Echartem, Yosef. What seemed to be the worst tragic thing in my life, I understand, and I now realize even more, was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. And ich gib dir ja shikayach, was du es mir verkauft. How tief. How you so dick. We go through things in life, and we think it's the greatest tragedy that happened. One day we can look back, and we'll tell the Eibush, the Ashrei, ich dank dir for der matziv. It was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Yosef is telling the brothers, Mechira, I want you, like I, and like the Doris Speter, they should view Mechiras Yosef as an Ashrei, as something to say praise to the Eibishter. Because when you realize the Taitza'a, and you realize the Taiva that was supposed to come from it, it was only Taiva. It was only Rachamim v'chesed. With this, we can continue to explain and fataych the words of Yosef that he tells them. Va'ato al teyotzvu v'alyichar be'enechem. Double lashon. A mcdover malbim says that mcdover teyotzvu etzev on the mechira v'alyichar be'enechem. That now I end up being the king. You could get angry at that. Possibly you'll have two feelings at the same time, two emotions at the same time. On one hand, feel bad, but then you could be thinking in the back of your mind, or Al Kapanim, some of this, the ten Shvatim could be thinking, ach, had we only killed him, he wouldn't be the Melech HaMitzrayim. This was the worst thing. We were afraid of this day that he'll be the Melech HaMitzrayim. Al Yichar Beinechem, don't be angry. Why? Because it was going to happen. Regardless of what you did, because Azoy had their Rabbi Yisrael Gevalt. Yosef saying, Mechiras Yosef, it happened because it had to happen. And why did it have to happen? Gzeiras Elyon, Azayat Rabbeinu Sham Gevalt. Possibly, this is the pshat. If you look at that McDover, he seems to be saying this pshat. Ki mecharta ma'isi heina. Here, he sold it. They didn't sell it to Mitzrayim. And why is he madgish heina? And I think could be the pshat Rabbi say is, they didn't sell him to Mitzrayim. What Yosef's saying is, but you did sell me to Mitzrayim, because whatever you did, the end result was already set in stone that I should end up over here. And McDover explains, could you imagine if they sold him to a different country where it's not so civilized, a country where it's not so advanced, a country where there was no food? He wouldn't have survived it. So maybe they could retract their steps and say, oh, we made a mistake. And somewhere in the back of their minds, they're thinking, ah, had we only sold him not to Mitzrayim. Zakti Yosef, it wouldn't have made a difference because I would have ended up heino anyway here. Anyway, I would have ended up here. You sold me to, you didn't sell me to Mitzrayim, but you did sell me to Mitzrayim. You sold me, and the Rebbeinu Shem Gevolt Mitzrayim, so went from the Yishmaelim to the Midyanim, and the Midyanim to Mitzrayim. Haflo Felach. The mind of a maimon. And Yosef is conveying this message. Hashkofe. Vi medaf ashtein mechiras Yosef. Yosef probably lived with this machshavis. Yosef lived with this hashkofe for years. And now he's conveying it to the brothers. And to us, as Yidden, who will have to go through Gullus and many Yisurim in Gullus and many Nisyonis in Gullus. That the Rebbeinu Shem chose to bring it through with Achichem. Rebbeinu Shem chooses the outcome in a way that if you look for the chesed, you look for the silver lining, you'll find it. And that one day we could turn around and we'll say, Ashrei. Ashrei Shemechartem. Al tiotzvu val yichar, because no matter what we would have done, it would have changed the outcome. A lot of times we kick ourselves in the back, so to speak. We kick ourselves and we say, had only I would have, should have, could have, missteps, it wouldn't have made a difference. The Maimon understands no matter what he did or didn't do, the outcome is the Rebbeinu Shloilam's Gzar. Elyon, Gzeiras Elyon. And the fact that you are where you are has nothing to do with the steps you took to get there. It's not a direct outcome. You do the ishtadlus, and the outcome is in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's very tief, Rabbi, say. Every word of Yosef is a musr, is a hashkafa for itself in how a person goes through his life, how he goes through nisyonis and difficulties, how the maimon, how the believer in the Rebbeinu Shloilam, how he views things. With this, we could fataych and answer and explain why the hadgasha, why the emphasis. On Ki Lemichye Shlochani Elikim Lifneichem. Ki Lemichye Shlochani Elikim Lifneichem. We asked why Elikim? And the answer could be Elikim is Midas Hadin. That Yosef is telling him that even the Midas Hadin that we saw was actually Midas Harachamim in the Din. But Rabbi say, I think we could go tiefer a little bit. The Malbim says something very cryptic. Achrayim, who quote the Malbim, have a hard time to fataych this Malbim. The Malbim says that the brothers had no bechira when they sold Yosef. They were shlilei habechira. They had no choice. And Yosef is conveying this message when he says, "Ki lemichya shlochani elikim lefneichem," that it's the Eibishter, not you. And therefore, don't view it that you did something wrong. The Rabbeinu Shloim, he did it. The closest mikar that I could find to the pshat of the Malbim, because the Malbim's a merig chiddush, comes out that every person, some he could claim, "Vas hat es mit mir? Rabbeinu Shloim tazay gewalt. Rabbeinu Shloim wanted it, not me." There's an interesting Rashbam, Rabbi. So Rashbam at the end of the parsha of Vayechi on the pasuk Elikim Chashav L'Toyva says the Ramban, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu garam lachem v'atem loy pishatem." Rabbi Yisrael caused it. "Atem loy pishatem." You have no responsibility in it. When we ask someone, who made Mechiras Yosef? Who did Mechiras Yosef? Of course, the answer is the brothers, the Shvatim, they made Mechiras Yosef. According to this Malbim, and maybe it's a little less sharp in the language of the Rashbam, but according to this Malbim, it wasn't the brothers. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that actually it's taka true that it wasn't the brothers. The brothers threw him into the pit. And the Midianim, they were the ones who kidnapped him and sold him. And then a Hanami, Mechiras Yosef was not done through the brothers. I, Lamaisa, we get punished for Mechiras Yosef that the brothers did it. Yeah, because they were Gairimit, they threw him into the pit, and all the Midianim came. So they were the catalyst for Mechiras Yosef. So if someone tells you it wasn't the brothers, Mistome, he means the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Mistome, he knows this Mechudish Dikar Rabbeinu Bechaya that the brothers never sold, but actually it was the Midyanim. But the way we're learning, Alpi the Malbim, there's a new answer to the question, who sold Yosef? It was not the brothers, it was the Rabbeinu Shloim. It was the Rabbeinu Shloim who sold Yosef. And Yosef believes this with all his heart. The true Maimon Yosef believes, "Loi atem shalachtem oisi heino. Kiim ho aleikim. Kiim ho aleikim. Rabbeinu Shloim sold me." There's a Meridik Maral. The Maral on the Pasuk, He sends the father, says the Pasuk, "Va'ata tzveisi zois asu." This is what you should do. "Kulachem etzis rimtzrayim agolus letapchem unesheichem unesasem savichem ubasem." So, they should take agolus for traveling. But a little further in the psukim, we find something interesting. "Ula aviv shalach kizois." "Ula aviv shalach kizois." Like this. Rashi already points out, "Kecheshben hazois." What did he send them? "Asara chamoirim noisim itum mitzrayim. Eser asoinois noisois barvalechem. Umazay la aviv la darach." Okay, he sent food. So I have to know how many chamoirim, and that they were carrying the Tuv Mitzrayim, they were carrying Barvel. Okay, that was the taxi. Why was it important? 10. And Rashi even says, "Kacheshben azois," there was some emphasis on this cheshben. Maral says, "Ameir de Gazach." It was a message. And as we spoke the entire time in the shir, everything Yosef said and did was a message. What was the message? Don't blame the brothers. They were just noisais. They were just carrying out a task that the Eibishter wanted. Asara. That's why it's 10. 10 brothers. Mechiras Yosef. Through the 10 brothers, don't look at it as they. If you load up a donkey and a donkey goes, the donkey, it's nothing to do with the donkey. Donkey's just carrying out his orders. The donkey's just carrying a load. It's the one who put it on the donkey. And thus is the hashkofa. Thus is the musr. Thus is the mahalach. That Yosef understands Mechirsha, and he's sending this as a message to his father that he should not get angry at the brothers. With this, we can explain the Elikim. Moyudik. What is the Elikim? If you notice, he says it three times. Three times. Three psukim, Elikim, Shulchani, Kim Elikim. There's a chidah that says, what is Elikim? There was a malach who sent him to the brothers originally. They were not there. He couldn't find them. He meets a person in the street. Unknown. Who's the person? Doesn't say. And the person says, go there. Your brothers are there. Had that person not sent him, he would never end up by the brothers and then never end up by Mechira to be sold. Chazal tell us that that was a malach. It was an angel who was sending him. Ish was a person. Who was the person? Punkt amench. Ah, malach. Actually, if you look at the Medrash says it wasn't one malach, but it was three malachim. He kept on wanting to go back, and then another person, malach, came and told him, don't, keep on going. Go find your brothers. Says Ber Yosef, three times in the Pasuk, Veishalcheni Elikim Lemichya. Because Yosef is starting to look back and realize, doom means that guy that sent me, no, it was Elikim. Elikim is always, as the Ramban points out many times, is the Shem that's used for a Malach. When Hamalach HaGoyaloisi, it's the Eibishter, but through a Malach, when it's done through a third person, so to speak, it's not done directly from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It's called the Malach, who is the messenger of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So Elikim, as we said, can mean Midas Hadin. But it could also mean Elikim. There was a person that sent him to the brothers. But who was that person? It wasn't him. He was a messenger from Hashem. How tief, Rabbi Sai. How tief. The Bar Moshe is Shemur Dikavart. The Bar Moshe of Shmuel Misalant. It's such a meridik of art. Rabbi Yosef Salant, as far as meridik he had, the three malachim that the Medrash says were pushing him. Here he's saying, Veishalcheni Elikim, I was pushed to do it. And the Mela, it wasn't the brothers. It wasn't the brothers. It was actually the Rabbeinu Shleilam that was Garam. It was the Rabbeinu Shleilam that wanted this result. If you look at the pasuk, Valichar Beinechem, really Beinechem, in your eyes. The Netziv asks us for a kasha. Charein is in the heart. Maybe Charein Af, it's the nostrils. Where does it, Yichar Beinechem? Now it's true that when you want to convey anger, you could see anger in the eyes. But here we're not talking about the conveying of the anger to Yosef, but the brothers themselves. He was telling them they themselves shouldn't be angry, so that's not Yichar Beinechem. Tzedakzach Raboisai, according to everything we spoke today, Yosef is giving them Vaita Hashkofa, how to look at it. Al Yichar, don't be angry, Beinechem. Beinechem, what you think and see with your eyes, it's in your perception, it's in the eyes of the beholder. Don't be angry. Really, it's Latoiva. What we see is really not necessarily what it is. With this, we could explain the kasha of why does Yosef build up all his positions in Mitzrayim? Eshalcheni l'av, Adayin, Moshe. Okay, why do you have to build it up and put so much emphasis on it? It says the Sipurna. The reason why he does this, says Sipurna, Hina ber oischem tachlis aliki, shlohem musig bezulas elas sibus hakaidmais. What are the chances that I would end up being natstam and of leparay and a moishel and another? So you see, there's something strange that's happening. So then you have to leave it that it's the act of the Rabbi Nishlem and it has nothing to do with human intervention. Ein safik shasibas hakaidme seigam ki beratzen eliki lesavim zat tachlis. Moedik, a person sometimes takes a step back and he says, wow, what's in front of me? It's bigger than what I can imagine. It's more than I can understand. Then leave it alone. David HaMelech was cursed by Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera comes out of the woods and in front of David and his whole army, he tells him, Klala Nimretzes. He curses him, a Klala Nimretzes. What is Nimretzes? Nayev Mamzer Tzeach Tayev. Most horrible things, he tells David HaMelech. Yoyev ben Tzruya says, let me go kill him. He's a Meir ben Malchus. Says David, Hanach, leave it alone. Hanach, leave it alone. Ki Hashem amaloi lekalil, don't revenge my honor. Ki Hashem omar, the Rabbi Yishlam told him lekalil. Amei sayed amal, amen shmach dan aveira. He could always say, Hashem omar, the Eibush that told me to do it. Greatest excuse, Hashem told me to do it. There have been many murderers in court, in the history of the courts that claimed in this insanity that they did whatever they did, whatever murder they because Hashem told them to do it, God told them to do it. What does David HaMelech mean? Hanach Hashem Amalei Lekalu. Pshat, I heard from Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Hashiv of Teira Oyer. David HaMelech looks at what just happened in front of him. He's taking a step back and he says, it doesn't make sense. It's something which is strange. It can't, it doesn't, that's Vifa Statement. He's a king with his whole army. Yoav ben Tzruya comes out from nowhere. From nowhere, out of nowhere he comes out. A single lone person with no ammunition, no weaponry, and he curses David. And normal. What was he thinking? And the Torah says he wasn't thinking. The Rebbein Shalom, when it's bigger than you and it's more beyond your understanding and beyond your perception, leave it. Hanach ki Hashem amalei lekal. Sipurna is saying that this is also what Yosef means by emphasizing that the Rebbein Shalom made him. Rabbi Yishlam made him, as the Pasuk says, Lo yatem shalachtem oisi heino ki olikim. And the proof is, this is the raya. Why do I understand it that way? Because vayisi meni lov leparai. Ula adin lechal beisai. Uma isa. It doesn't make any sense. The Bachel from Yeshiva in Knan in Eretz Yisrael, Givan, the president of the greatest country of the world. How you talking? And the answer is, ich verstehe nicht. Und es muss sein, als Rebbeinu Shalom hat das azai gewollt und azai getan. With this Rabbi Tzai, we could explain and answer the question that in the beginning he says, Lamichya, and at the end of Parashas Vayechi, he says that the reason why the Rebbein Shalom sent was Lahachyeis Am Rav, which means is to create a big nation. Could be Rabbi Sai. As time goes on, we realize more and more the Hatava, and we realize more and more the plan, the master plan, and the Kavan of the Rebbein Shalom. At this juncture, in Parashas Vayigash, it's Lemichya. Later on, he's going to see it bigger. It's Lahachi Yisam Rav. There was a full nation that was supposed to ascend from the Mechiras Yosef. And that too is all part of the great Cheshbon of Mechiras Yosef. It's all in the Machshava, the Tchila B'Machshava, and the Saif Maisa. And it's still to come more. There's a very famous expression, the last chapter has still not been written. Yosef understands, Bechiras Yosef, first in Vayigash is Lemichya, and then at the end of Parshas Vayechi, he starts to understand more, it's Lahachyeis Amrov. And as time goes on, till the days when Mashiach comes, we'll start to realize more and more the toiva and the chesed and the plan of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I think we could also say an interesting deher. The pasuk says, So we said beinechem because it's all in the perception. So again, lufnechem. But in pasuk Zion, when he says it, he keeps on stressing lasum lachem she respondents. What's the emphasis lachem and why twice? Okay, vayshechenil kim lufnechem. Lasum lachem sheiris baretz lahachyos lachem lufleita gedayla. You know, Rabbi Yisai, in life, we sometimes see situations and we think, for him, it's the best thing that could have ever happened. For us, it's the worst thing that could have happened. And when you view it, avadit, there's a master plan, but it was l'toivas, that person, and it's unfortunately l'roas me. It's not something that came out good for me. Yosef is teaching them vaitashkof. I became the Odin, and I. But at the end of the day, v'shecheni akim lefneichem lasum lachem sheiris baretz u'lahachyos lachem. Never forget that it's Lachem for you. As much as you think that I ended up gaining, you gained just as much, and it's L'Tayvoscha just as much. Everything that Rabbi Yisrael does, and everything that happens, the Toiv is for everyone. And that becomes the lesson. Could you imagine when they realize Yosef is now the Melech? This was their worst nightmare. This was what they were afraid of. Their biggest fear was that Yosef will be the Moshel HaMelech. Zak Yosef, Eshecheni Elikim Lifneichem, Lassum Lachem, Sigman the best Zach Fadir. So Nitnar Ichzak Asher Shemachartem, Asher Shemachartem, Dudav Zak Oichet Zakim, Asher. Du darfst euch danken der Rebbeinu Shleilam. Wir dürfen alle danken der Rebbeinu Shleilam. This is the eyes of a maimon. This is the hashkafa of a yid. To take the most difficult matzav in a person's life, to take the most shverste nisoyin, and to believe that one day I will see Asherei, and I will see the Toivo, and I will thank the Ebishter for the Toivo, and to realize that it's Toiv on all sides, on every angle, and that it, as much as the day will come, I will see, I believe that one day it's even more Toivo to come, and more I will see the Toivo of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And this is the Drasha and the Musishmuyas that Yosef gives his brothers.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.